COVID-19 is caused by the single-stranded RNA coronavirus SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-2 has a viral envelope studded with spikes, glycoproteins composed of two subunits. Subunit S1 binds to the enzyme ACE2 on the cell surface. Despite advances in perioperative care for patients undergoing major surgery, postoperative pulmonary complications, PPCs, represent a leading cause of morbidity and mortality. The term PPC encompasses a range of conditions affecting the respiratory system. Examples range from atelectasis to respiratory failure. The local tissue injury caused by remote ischemic preconditioning might activate humoral mediators and initiate a neuronal signal transfer leading to a cytoprotective state, but also activate systemic anti-inflammatory and antithrombotic mechanisms and endothelial protection. In this module, you'll learn how to put on and take off basic personal protective equipment. After completing the module, you should know when to isolate a patient, when to use and how to wear basic PPE. If you develop symptoms of COVID-19 and you have asthma, you need to stay at home until you're no longer contagious to others. If your symptoms don't go away after 7 days, call 111 for advice. How is your breathing today? Ask the patient to describe the problem with their breathing in their own words. Ask questions such as, is your breathing faster, slower, or the same as normal? For dichotomous data, we used risk ratios as the effect measure, with 95% confidence intervals calculated using the Mantle-Heinzel method.